Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you know why I'm all right?
Go on.
Do you know why I'm all right, James?
Go on.
Do you know why I'm all right? And why would I? What could I possibly be all right about?
And we are recording. We are live. It is Jaffin. Life is good.
See
that. Everyone's on the way out. Flav's in a new spot. That's where it happens. I can smell it from here. How are you, Flav?
Multiples on the regs. I'm all right. I'm all right. Do you know why I'm all right?
Go on.
Do you know why I'm all right, James?
Go on.
Do you know why I'm all right? And why would I? What could I possibly be all right about?
I think I know what
I'm right about. How's it going up?
Going up. How's it going up? Na, 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 na. How's it going up? Am I too early? Too early to go? Is it too early? I think it's too early.
Jim, something is happening here, mate.
Something happening here. They've been watching, haven't they? They've been watching the five-year plan, and the boys are on the cusp of greatness. Brentford nowhere to be seen. On their arse. Look at them. Where are they? I can't see them. What? I'll tell you where they are. Teetering on the brink of relegation. What a mess. What a mess that football club's in. Yes, they did beat someone quite good. Southampton. They beat Southampton yesterday. Southampton made one change in the League Cup. They obviously wanted to win it, and they still lost to Brentford.
Amazing. Brentford, they're a good team, aren't they?
That's it. But yeah, I mean, not as good as the Super Hoops. The table never lies. Let's show it one last time. There it is. Top of the tree. Some people saying Reading are top of the tree on alphabetical order. Incorrect. This is the EFL official website. They wouldn't lie.
No.
That's good.
Also, James, it's not like you played some sort of shitty little mugs that have come up to the EFL this season, is it?
No.
Who came up this season?
Who came up? So we've got Coventry tomorrow on Friday night kickoff. So already the big wigs are on it. Sky Sports are going, hang on a minute. This team seems to be playing free-flowing football, getting the job done, keeping clean sheets and winning games and being top of the league. Let's get a hold of this and see what they're up to. So we play Coventry, Coventry tomorrow, who did get promoted. Exciting times for the club.
Yeah. What derby? That could be the poorly run club derby.
What, QPR Coventry? There's a few of those you could have in the championship. We've got some derby games today, actually, mate, which we'll be diving. Yeah, this week. But we've also got to talk, mate. We've got to talk about it. I did a video on it yesterday. My quick thoughts.
Oh, hold on. I know what we've got to talk about. No, I know what it is.
Yeah.
Bright Samuel looks like he's staying at QPR.
Yeah. He's staying at the Ars. Not helping me with my channel. Has he signed a new contract? I didn't even see that. Is that true?
I mean, he hasn't yet.
It's coming though, isn't it?
Why do I know so much about QPR?
I don't know. Are you just what's distracting you from like the excitement of your club? It's there to be had. Why don't you even talk about it? We have to talk about it.
I just feel like everyone's talking about it. It'd be a bit like passe, obvious. Yeah. You've done a video already. Do we need to talk about Gareth Bale coming back to Tottenham? Coming home? I'm not sure we do. But you know what it is, Jim? Because I've been glued to Sky Sports News for about 2.5 days. I've literally not left my sofa. Really? Come up here, make a bit of content, go back down.
Take a breath.
Mrs. wants to talk to me. Look,
Yeah, Sky Sports is on.
And because of that, I'm picking up news from other clubs, which is why I know about QPR.
Really, you're just trying to take your mind off of looking at different things.
You're watching the loop, aren't you? You're watching the loop just to see if anything changes. It's the same story.
Do you know what we did yesterday? Last week on the pod, we checked in on where you were at as a football fan. Like, how are you feeling? Are you interested in it still? Are you excited about it? And as I say, we'll get into our derby games. One of the derby games is the Flav's not going to be interested in game derby as well. But where are we at today, 1 week on from that? Because you were like, I think I'm kind of interested in it. Then you lose to Everton, quite poor. Yeah. But then Reguilon, if that's how you say it, and our boy Bale, back in business. Yeah.
Reg, we call him. That's Reg. His name, Reg.
Reggie.
Just Reg. I mean, buzzing, isn't it? This is the feeling I remember I had when we won the League Cup. It's that level of goodwill, good feeling. It's like a cup. Like, we might not win trophy.
Oh my God. You're walking into that, aren't you? You're walking into that, it's like winning a trophy.
Yeah, we don't win trophies. This feeling is like winning a trophy. Like, Arsenal get to win FA Cups. We get this, and I'm fine with it. I inject all of this shit into my veins every day. Gareth Bale, it's just the story, isn't it? And the thing is, James, is that you've got Thierry Henry came back to Arsenal. He was rubbish. He scored a goal and everyone celebrated because it was so poetic, right? This is a 31-year-old Gareth Bale who hasn't played football in 2 years.
He's good, but so is he good? That's the question.
He's rested.
Well rested, isn't he? I didn't say that myself.
People think, is he rusty? No.
You're spelling it wrong. He's not rusted. He's rested. That could be the truth. And in terms of the money for it, 50 mil for a year for a player who was good, it's probably worth the gamble, isn't it? It's right on the knife edge, I reckon.
Yeah, no. What gamble? £15 million. What gamble? Other than he can get injured, right? Yeah. Other than that, we're bringing in a player who's world class. He's fallen out of his manager. He hasn't had the support.
What about
anyone would take it? There isn't a single team in Europe that wouldn't take Gareth Bale.
And do you know, the big thing that all fans must remember is it's not your money. You're not spending the money. Let them do what they want. If they want to throw money at it, at the situation, what football fans ever been? Afterwards, football fans go, no, this is the thing. This is the thing that I was saying.
You can't be spending that kind of money. I know what I'm saying. I'm a frugal football fan.
At the time, everyone wants to throw cash at it, don't they?
Do you think there's a single Chelsea fan out there that gives a shit that they've spent £200 million? No. They've got a great team. They've signed 5 brilliant players. They love it.
Exactly.
Net spend. You've got those people. That's it. That's boring. Don't want to be like those.
I've created a new bit. It's later in the pod. It's called Agent Flag Flav.
We've got a little Agent Flav. It's like a meatloaf ringtone.
It's going to be something like that. I need to work on it. We'll get to it. But yeah, because I want to. I feel like with the transfer window, so many sort of comings and goings, and I see Fabrizio Romano.
Where did he come from?
But that's what I'm saying. That could be you. Can we make that you? Someone who just gives you answers, gets the job done. I'm going to go through some transfer rumours. You're going to say the number, the wage, just get it done. Because I think that's what you've got. You need people going to cut through it like Fab.
I like it. But I also need catchphrases, don't I? But they can't be like, here we go. Because what does it mean?
I don't know if that's brilliant or like that is how addicted we are to transfers. Because what are you actually saying with here we go? Saying anything, is he really? Here's another tweet.
It's a like a shit version of let's go, isn't it? Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
It's kind of like what your dad says as you set off to a holiday down to Cornwall. Here we go then.
But also it could actually be it depends. You can look into that however you want. There's a few ways you can say that. So that exact trip, you can go, he's about to set off and he can go, here we go. and go back and drive, and that's not exciting. Or you can go, or if it's that trip where you know, or if it's say it was like a stag do, it'd be different, wouldn't it? You'd be going. Here we go. And then you buzz it. So like, it's however it is. There's beauty in it. There's a way of doing it. Here we go. How that's amazing. Go. I think I'm finding that in all social media, say as little as possible. I think that's what I've had a really good month on YouTube. And what I'm trying to do with like titles, thumbnails, everything is say as little as possible, because then you just end up going. You end up going. Here we go. Sorry. It's almost like just a gentle bemusement that will get the click. That's how it works.
And the other thing he's got is total agreement. Total agreements. Total. It's weird. And I don't know why people love him, because you know why they love him?
He's giving you answers.
He's giving you answers, and it never sounds like bullshit. And most of it probably is true. He does have great sources. He gets the news 20 minutes before everybody else.
Yeah.
It's just bangs everything. He has 1.6 million. 1.6 million.
He's just, and do you know what? He'll give anyone an interview. I've seen he's given absolutely everyone an interview. Sam Peoples getting the interviews with old Fab.
Yeah, he's hustling. He's hustling when he doesn't need to. Like, back now, he should just be like straight batting, like, fuck off. Mm. Fuck off. What? Sorry, you want an interview? Fuck off. No.
He's tearing it up.
What's that?
Are people going to turn on him? Oh, this is... people can't see... Oh, people can see this if they want to. I was just going to see if there's like a done... Can I find a done deal sound effect? What's the kind of sound effect for like... You know,
is this how you find your sound effects, is it?
It is. So when the deal's done, what's... do you know this...
Ka-ching, innit? Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. Ka-ching. Nice. Yeah. Ching. Ka-ching. Easy. Where is it? Not there.
No.
We'll have to go...
Spell it right.
I don't know. How do you spell it?
I mean, should we do it? We should probably prepare this in future.
Yeah, next time. Here comes the money. I've got Here Comes the Money. You can't hear it. Here comes the money. And that's the copyright. Done. Shit. Great comments. It's great to have you guys back. It's great to be back on YouTube to get the comments going, to get the running order happening.
That isn't the end of the bail
way.
Chat, though, is it? We still got to talk about it. Probably.
We'll still talk about bail. We'll do that. We'll do that in Agent Flav. We could do that in the
Requion.
Whatever your favourite quote of the pod is this week, make sure you get it in the comments. Use the hashtag quote of the pod. The fighter 3110. This is from yesterday. This is from last week. His favourite pod was, "I'm not Ronaldo, I'm Darius Vassell." And that was his quote of the pod. And Conor O'Shea, quote of the week. I'll tell you what, who also smells a bit fishy, Ilias Chair's face. But well, Ilias Chair scored
mate,
a tap-in.
90-minute winner.
He bagged it.
90-minute winner.
Bagged a second goal. My comment of the week was from Jacob Hayes. A specific prediction. I'm happy for this. Is as much as I like a calm take, a hot take, a woke take, I like a specific prediction. And I quite like this one. And this is a further down the line, because I don't think Man City are playing Leeds just yet. But, and we're getting on to Jurgen Klopp's weird little mate, which I'll explain in a second as well. This specific prediction is that in his post-match interview, Pep will say that Leeds, when they play Leeds, will say that Leeds are the hardest team that he's ever faced, as City beast them 8-2 at the Etihad. Even more, this is the bit I like, even more specifically, he'll say it in his whispery, fast voice. So hard. It does say that. I was thinking that might be a bit... If there's something that you notice that... I was going to say us, that we say, but I know the things that we say. But more so, football managers, what they say every single time. So hard. I'm so happy. So happy.
So hard. Jose does it all the time as well.
What does Jose say?
So happy.
So.
Sometimes
he talks like this to get big point across. That's poor. That went Russian.
Nice boys.
Let us know. Yeah, bits and pieces like that. Any specific predictions? Jurgen Klopp's weird little mate. Last week we asked you. That means that once Flav said that he described. God, what's his name? I always forget his name.
Sammy Lee.
Not Sammy Lee. He's fat. He's round. He bounces on the ground. Sammy Lee. Was the guy from Huddersfield.
Wagner,
that's it. So we've kept it going. Last week, we asked you to describe Marcelo Bielsa. Ezekiel said he looks like a toddler on his little stall. What do you, what? You know they sell those little stalls that he's got, Bielsa.
At Leeds.
At Leeds, yeah. What where are you putting that? Just pop it in the garden, wouldn't you?
Why does he insist on sitting on that?
He has chronic back pain, apparently. I don't get it, to be honest, because you're not getting a better view of the game. You know, like when you go, like when I go watch Brentford, when I go watch Brentford with my mate Dom, or in the old ground, I guess you won't do it in this new one, but the you'd be on the terrace and like, I can't see what's going on here. Like when you're in the front row, I would never choose to sit in the front row.
Yeah, Ricky, my mate Ricky had he had his second row at Tottenham, didn't change it, and I hated it.
That's
and like I'd he'd offer me a ticket, and I'd go and I'd complain. He'd say, do you want to come with me to the football? Here's a ticket. And I'd be like, all right, lovely. And I'd get in, and I'd be like, this is shit. I hate it. Yeah. I hate this view. But you get used to it, don't you? When you go in football, for those that don't know, like, going match day football, if you're going to the game, one of the best, you just create little traditions and little things you do. And it doesn't matter where you sit, you end up loving wherever that is. It's only the knobs around you that typically make things a little bit more less enjoyable. But anyway, yeah, give us some other expressions.
So Maxwell Allen, he says, Bielsa, my girlfriend was going to... Oh, sorry, this is a little experience he had, actually, Maxwell. My girlfriend was going to Leeds on the weekend because I go for Liverpool. Oh, sorry. So they're watching the game and his girlfriend was supporting Leeds because he supports Liverpool. And she said, your manager, I think he's talking about Klopp here, your manager looks cool. My manager looks like he eats his tea on a microwavable separator tray. SA says, Marcello Bielsa saw Happy Gilmore once, thought it was all right, nothing special. And we'll give you, and we've got your favourite Happy Gilmore comments coming up as well, right at the end of the pod. Alistair Y, Bielsa calls his internet provider every 3 months to the day to ask when he will get the next faster speeds. Very demanding. I can completely believe that. Biggs Mac 16, Bielsa loves his binoculars. Hide your wives. Beano Boy 62, Marcelo. Is it Marcelo Marcello? Marcello Bielsa, I think it is. Fat old Argentinian Pep. So there you go. And that leads nicely into a little calm take. Because we were together for the first time since March, which you couldn't get into your head. Yeah, you couldn't get that into your head, could you?
I don't believe it's true. We've seen each other since March.
We've not.
Must have.
We just haven't. It's just not.
So we can stare at each other for so much of the week.
It's the power. Yeah, it's the power of the Zoom. I guess maybe it is real. But yeah.
You came up to me as we were leaving. You went, do you realise we haven't seen each other for 6 months? And I was like, firstly, why are you bringing this up now? We've been together all night. Secondly, it's not true, but it apparently is.
Well, it definitely is true, isn't it? Because you live miles away. Can't take from Oliver. Can't take. Leeds are not a big club. They've won four less trophies than Wolves, yet nobody says they are a big club.
They're just well followed. They're a big-ish club. They're the biggest club in the Championship when they were there. Now they're like...
They're very well supported. They are very well supported.
Yeah, yeah. They get 40,000 in the Championship, so that is well supported, isn't it? What is a big club? It's all bollocks, isn't it? Yeah, I know. Big club.
I know. I just thought, yeah, it's provocative.
Man City are not a big club.
Do you know, speaking of provocative, I was thinking of a new bit. And just because, once a day, I'll see Mark Goldbridge's tweets.
Oh, yeah.
And he's brilliant. He's so good. Let me just show you this. He's just wonderful. I don't know if you call it trolling. I don't know what you'd call it. But
it's
undercover trolling. It's absolutely wonderful. And I saw his tweet this morning. Where is it? Let's see if I can find it here. I hope I can find it. Is this him? This is definitely him, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He went, he said, guys, put your top five Premier League players in here, and I'll give my reply in a minute. And I just thought, that's class. And what's he going to do? I can't find it now. It's so annoying. Such a shame. But anyway, he did it. And he put Mane. He didn't put Salah in his top five. Just really gentle. He knew what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows. He's like, he gets loads of people, wouldn't it? Angry people. Especially after he's just bagged a hat-trick. It's like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Like engagement, isn't it?
He's just wonderful. And I feel like we need to kind of pinch a bit of it, like maybe once a week. Make sure you're following him, and just send me his gentle. He's a gentle provocateur. Yeah. Like every time he does a little tweet, it's just wonderful. He's just so good at it. What's your top five? This might be it. This is it. Perfect. It's so good. Perfect. Top five players in the Prem. Go. So good. Great tweet. Really simple. I do it sometimes. It gets far more engagement. And you just put go. Because people go, I've got to give my top five players. And they pop them in. I'll post mine as a reply in a minute. 993 comments. And then, I swear he did it. Where is his answer? He puts it in there, but he doesn't. There you go. De Bruyne, Van Dijk, Trent, Bruno, Mane. No time for Salah.
Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, I know. Just pops in Bruno there. It's just wonderful. De Bruyne can't argue with it. Van Dijk can't argue with it. Trent probably can't argue with it. Where should I put a Man United player? Pop Bruno in there. No Salah. So good.
What was his criteria? Top five players in the Prem right now?
Wow. Yeah. Let for next one. There you go. Straight away. Straight away, there it is. Bruno over Salah. The disrespect. Bruno, blah, blah, blah. It's just brilliant. It's so good.
The thing is you if you argue with him, he's won.
He's won. But it's so gentle. It's not rude. It's his opinion. I'm just going to leave that there for you. He's a joy. I think he's the best in the game right now, because he, maybe a couple of years ago, he was pushing it a little bit too far. He was going after people. You know, it was aggressive. He was an aggressive provocateur. Now he's really reached the pinnacle.
He's smarter than that. He's smarter than that. He's better than that. And that's the thing. Yeah. Whereas you get other people, football media personalities, whatever you want to call them, it's like, I think he learned a lot from this, the DT stuff, and he'd walk away and go, I don't need to lower myself to this level. I don't need to be aggressively involved with you. And I also don't need to have some sort of tit for tat on Twitter. I'll just do this. I'll just tickle the balls of some slugs.
he's in a position of football influencer power, and he just doesn't need to shout anymore. I don't need to get involved with your shit anymore. He's just a joy. So yeah,
this isn't like a name drop or anything. Me and Jim, you've met him a few times. I've met him twice. He is solid gold, right? And I'm being honest.
Solid Goldbridge.
He comes with a really, like, he was a really lovely person, and I hated him before. Back in the day when we was at Bullshit, and they used to have, like, I think we won a FBA.
That was it. It was the FBAs. That's when we were like, oh, you're being a bit of a knob there. But now we know the truth. But people evolve.
Yeah, I rate him. I often look at his Twitter and get a lot from it.
I love it. I love him so much. He's like, yeah, like, I think the FBA thing back in the day was, he claimed that it was rigged, and it was just like, it's not rigged, is it? I mean, it's, to be honest, the FBAs are ridiculous. Like, they are ridiculous. The nominees every year and the prizes are just, I don't get it. I love him.
We got beat by Skype Pod on ours. We got beat by a Skype Pod, and I listened to it, and it was shit. It was almost as if the judges hadn't actually listened to it, and they just plucked
but
one
it's
out.
But it's not the judges, is it? It's people. It's a vote, isn't it?
Matt Wilson voted on it. He didn't vote for us. He voted Burkham's Wonderland.
Did he? Right. Oh, there must be some sort of deal, he said.
But then he gave me a job, so.
Fair play. A couple of derby games this week, Fav. One or two. Yeah, so in terms of the games, first up, you got yourselves a cheeky Everton West Brom, Leeds Fulham, Man United Crystal Palace. Just tell me which one you're least interested in, and see if it's the same as like about four or five people on Twitter. If you spot a derby game, then I tweet asking for your best ones each week. Do not do a player anymore. We're better than that. We're looking for the next level. So please stop doing the Jack Wilshere derby whenever he plays for
Plymouth United. Boring.
So yeah, which one of you is the is this week's Flav's Not Interested derby? Everton, West Brom, Leeds, Fulham, Man United, Palace, Arsenal, West Ham, Southampton, Tottenham, Newcastle, Brighton, Chelsea, Liverpool, Leicester, Burnley, Aston Villa, Sheffield United, and Wolves, Man City. Which one
Newcastle,
is which one wins?
I will never know the result.
Newcastle, Brighton. That's correct. That is what everyone said. Everyone said this is the game.
Generally, that's not just me. Look at Flav. He thinks he's bigger than football. None of us are interested in that. That will be last. That will be last on Match of the Day, and so it should be.
That was also what someone put on. This will be the last game of the Match of the Day derby. Was Newcastle, Brighton as well? Someone
they
said
should
that.
Just, like, instead of playing those games, they should just roll a dice and just say, well, that's the score. Let's just do that.
Just roll it twice. Just roll it twice. Yes. 6-1.
Yeah.
More interesting. More interesting. Probably get more clicks. Probably get more clicks.
Much more interesting.
I'm kind of interested in Newcastle, actually, just because they've made a couple of signs, haven't they? Anyway.
Ryan Fraser and Callum Wilson, yeah. No,
just, I did say
I used to be upset about Callum Wilson signing for Newcastle. He used to be upset about that. Not anymore. Funny,
yeah. Yeah, funny how it moves on. I did tweet, actually, after the Leeds-Liverpool game, which was just like... I was like, Newcastle-West Ham's after. I was like, bit of a come down, isn't it? This is a bit of a come down. So, yeah.
What I remember, can everyone stop wanking off about Leeds?
I really enjoyed it. I had a gentle one.
They lost. They conceded 4 goals. They're going down. If they play like that, they defend like that, they're going down. all this, like, oh, God, they were so great. Well, they conceded 4 goals in a single game. God, but they give it a go, though, didn't they? They give it a go. Yeah, they give it a go. They lost 4-3. They give it a go, though. Kind of spirited, weren't it? You got to applaud it. Yeah, I applauded it. They conceded 4 goals.
It's good to watch, wasn't it? It was good to watch.
Oh, but it was fantastic.
It was basketball. We're watching basketball.
Being late at night. You've got your laptop open. No one's around. Missus gone out. You've treated yourself to a couple of bits and pieces. And you find a new video that you haven't seen. It's entertaining like that. You're like, whoa, I ain't seen this one before.
What is this? Yeah.
What's this then?
What is this? Would you would you ever pleasure yourself in the style of Leeds United?
What's that?
I thought that's what you're talking about.
No.
All right. Normally that's what you're talking about. Sorry, my bad.
Settling down to watch a nice film.
Right. Sure. High press.
Pornographic film.
Right. There we go. And we're back.
A whole film.
You watch it all. You got to watch it all. But it's really aggressive. So by the end of it, like, pretty.
Outtakes, bloopers, a lot.
Right. Anyway, back to the Derby games. The Leeds game. Leeds now. They are a must watch team for me. If their game's on, I go, yeah, I'll watch this for a bit, and I'll...
Yeah, I'm being a bit of a prick.
If you want to be a devil's advocate for a second, you could go, well, Norwich impressed, didn't they, first game against Liverpool last year? Everyone's like, oh, they're having a go at them. You know, they made them worry for a second, although they did get pumped, and then people called it naive. So we will see. I think Leeds have got who've Leeds got this week? Leeds have got Fulham. They've got Fulham this week.
Oh, at home? Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, it is.
They played away at home, respectively. That's a must win because Leeds, if they can keep that kind of pace and spirit up throughout the entire season and the legs don't start to go around January,
they
will have a good season. They'll finish 14th.
Do you know what I can see? This I would call Leeds Fulham. I would call that the possible media swing derby because Leeds. If say Leeds get pumped 3-0 by Fulham, that'll be one of the biggest media swings ever. Fulham down, finished. It's over. Get them off. Get them off my screen. Don't ever show me Fulham again. They're going down. That's it. Wasting our time. But if they beat Leeds, say they beat Leeds 3-0 because Leeds have a go at them again and Fulham are a bit clever, then a giant media swing, huge media swing. Could be a nightmare.
How did Leeds fare against Fulham last season, the Championship?
I can't remember, to be honest. I don't know that one off the top of my head.
I'll check it up.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Speaking of derby games, once again, we had one slip through the cracks. Unfortunately, last week, we had someone who just didn't get it. Didn't get the tweet. They actually answered it seriously. We've had another misdemeanor. Anchor Wow. I asked, any derby games this week? He said, Arsenal and West Ham, London clubs.
Bless them. These people that don't watch the pod.
Yeah. Someone who did get it.
Follow you for your tweets.
I have no idea. Yeah, maybe they enjoy my self-promotion, my constant self-promotion. Interesting. Anyway, it shows how close you can be to getting a derby right, is that just a couple of different words makes a massive difference. Jamie said United versus Palace is a London derby.
Good.
He's got it. He got there in the end. Yep. Good. Philip Brown, Leicester versus Burnley is the our centre halves have at some point been linked with every single other Premier League club derby. That's more than Maguire years, but Tarkowski.
He's got 31 million.
Maybe one for Agent Flav in just a second once we get through the derby games. But 31 million has been rejected by Burnley.
And so it should be. Interesting.
Good tease, Flav. Shush. Nico, no, Kazoko. Don't know how you said it. I think that's right. Man City versus Wolves is the... How are we getting all these players? Derby. Or to put it politely, exciting project, Derby.
Yeah, Wolves are just... You know how much I love Wolves. I love Espirito Santo. I love the fact they spent £35 million on a player who's never played any first-team football.
He
will be brilliant. No, undoubtedly.
Possibly. He's a bit of a wonder kid on Football Manager.
None of us know anything. No one has seen him play. So there's a couple of shitty little videos from shitty little youth football that he's played. We don't know, but if they've paid that kind of money, they must be convinced.
Yeah. Well, Grealish or... Riddle me this. Why are they spending that much money on someone like Fabio? So would he really have cost £35 million? Or... You know, are there some links there that mean it's a win-win to pay a higher price? I don't know. Riddle me that.
Maybe. Or he's so good they knew that if they didn't pay it, someone else would.
Do you know that good old Pep, moving into his fifth season with Man City, it's the longest.
Is that long he's been there?
It's the longest he's ever been at any club.
Doesn't want a Champions League, is he? I was amazed at the amount of people that said, yeah. Flav's right. Jose is a better manager than Pep Guardiola.
I was surprised by that. I think one person called you lazy? Maybe that's something else. I can't remember.
Lazy?
Maybe it was a lazy point that you'd made.
Your mum is lazy. Whoever said that, your mum.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good point.
Good point. I think you've won that argument. Well done. Fifth season for him. He's got to win it this year, isn't he? Got to. Come on now. Enough's enough now, Pep. And do you know what he got away with? Fortunately, he didn't come under the microscope that is the Jaffan podcast because we weren't doing it at that point. Losing to Lyon in the Champions League. It's not good enough, really, is it? It's not really
quite good
enough.
Though, aren't they? And nor is losing to Spurs. They shouldn't have lost. It's very harsh on them. But, you know, they do bottle it. They are bottle jobs.
He has been seen.
There's no gratification calling Man City bottle jobs, is it? It doesn't feel like calling Liverpool bottle jobs before they won everything. That was, you can see why people have found a level of gratitude in that, gratification rather. And same calling Spurs bottle jobs, like it gets under our skin, so there's point. But Man City doesn't feel anything. Digging them out, it just feels like nothing.
Why is that?
Answer me, why is it? Why do you get no gratification from taking a piss out of Man City?
Because their expectations are so high. So if they drop beneath them, it's only by a smidge.
It's a plastic football club, isn't it? That's why. That's why I don't feel anything.
I would never say that. Joe Finlay Badder. Aston Villa versus Sheffield United is the goal line technology derby. Obviously, that one point keeping Aston Villa in the Premier League. No one talks about it.
That's the one only time they've ever got it wrong. It's like, it's a bit harsh to just throw the whole thing under a bus, isn't it?
Did you see Rory's tipped them to Sheffield United to get relegated this season?
I can see where he's coming from. 100%.
I think he stumbled across that though. I don't think he's really done the research on it. I think he's gone, Who would have got relegated in 1994? Sheffield United would have. So I'm gonna put them forward. I mean, maybe I'm being unfair.
Let me ring him. Let's let him defend himself.
That sounds good. His hair's getting too long now, by the way. He needs to calm that down.
That chat as well.
Yeah, I'll ask him about his hair as well.
You won't be able to hear him though, say anything.
I can hear him. If you put it, you keep it next to the mic, it's all good.
He can't hear you as well, I'm saying. All right, anyway.
I see. Hang on. A bit of tension. Let's see if he picks it up.
It's a bit embarrassing because he usually picks it up straight away, but...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
He's probably
doing lots of work.
yeah, probably. Or he's just finding just little crevices to get opportunities out of.
Yeah, he's a wheeler. He's a wheeler. He's a dealer. He's the Harry Redknapp of the YouTube world.
And can I just take this moment, James?
Go on.
52,000 subscribers.
Come on, the lads. Get in
there,
mate.
You know this has been a long running joke that James has had about himself that no one else gets involved in. He will never hit 100,000 subscribers.
Can't do it. He just can't do it. I just cannot get there.
I'm trying. I just cannot get there.
I'm still miles away. That's the thing. Do you know what this is, though? A part of me is like, okay. People are starting, you know, I'm simplifying the videos. I'm just kind of giving my thoughts on things and people are responding. It feels really nice. It feels really special.
You're doing daily videos.
Yeah, that's part of it. But it's also... This is the cruelty of YouTube. They'll let me get to about 79K and it'll fall off a cliff. You watch. I just can't do it. I just can't get there.
You've got to wait for the next wave, mate. I can't see our pocket. All right, yeah, I can see it.
It's there. Regional jerk, Newcastle Brighton, teams who chose a lower tier bird for their nickname derby. I thought that was cracking. Well done, regional jerk. So that's the magpie versus the seagull.
I think the worst ones is Bradford.
It's the Bantams. Bantam. What is a bantam?
Bantam's like half a chicken. It's like a shit chicken. It's like you got a cockerel is at least a fucking a fully grown chicken. The bantam's like, that's what I've got in the garden, half. Chicken's about that big.
I was with seagulls, I'm always like, has no one eaten that? That looks pretty juicy. But then I imagine the diet that they're on is probably just like, there's like bits of, there's like ring pulls and stuff in their body.
Yeah. I can't imagine a seagull would be that tasty. Yeah, anyway, let's move on.
That's a quote. Get that in the comments. Noah, Arsenal versus West Ham, it play out there. Did Sami Naji let you down too, Derby? Erky, Southampton versus Tottenham, aka the when the insert team nickname here go marching in. I've got to say that song is, you really need to like get the, what's it, the beats per minute up on that song. Too slow.
It's sung way too fast now. It needs to be slower.
It's like, come on. I'd play it at 0.5 speed if it was a YouTube video.
But it's nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you at all. Mind your own business.
I'm just...
Sing your own songs. I don't even know a single QPR song.
Tell me about that.
Mate, don't criticise. And also, any Southampton fans watching this, you know...
Don't do it.
Song.
No, he's done it. That's my song. I don't think that... Come on.
It's our song.
Don't be
dumb. We made it up.
Because our club's, it's older than yours, isn't it? It's older than yours. Is it? So.
Jokes. Jim, like, obviously, the joke is that it's Southampton's song, but what we do.
It's Southampton's song, isn't it? So don't do that.
No, I'm only mocking. But what I do on Twitter is always go, when we're singing, when they're singing it, just Southampton stop fucking nicking our songs. And there are at least 8 or 9 of them who are outraged at the thought that a Spurs fan thinks that, oh, when the Spurs go marching in, is something that we made up. It's just a wonderful experience, really.
You steal a lot of...
That's our thing. Like,
yeah,
you just pitch
everything of theirs.
Yeah.
Managers, clubs, players.
Some clubs win things. We nick songs. That's Spurs' is...
It's quite specific. Southampton are just... such a feeder club, aren't they?
For everything.
Yeah.
We do have our own songs. We've got When the Cockle Crows. We've got Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, which are Man United fans nicked off us, to be fair. They sing Glory, Glory, Man United, which ain't that at all. It's Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
That was the number one, wasn't it? An FA Cup song, that was. Final couple of derby games here. One I'm confused by, and I'd be intrigued to know what's the answer to this, because someone wrote, Bleeding Red said this, the everyone's second favourite team derby is what I'm looking forward to most, but didn't say the game. So from the games that are there...
Which are they again?
So you've got Everton, West Brom, Leeds, Fulham, Man United, Palace, Arsenal, West Ham, Southampton, Spurs, Newcastle, Brighton, Chelsea, Liverpool, Leicester, Burnley, Villa, Sheffield United, Wolves, Man City. Which one is the everyone's second favourite team derby? I don't know who that is.
None of them. He's just thrown it in.
Aaron, the last two. Chelsea, Liverpool, which is getting a bit tasty now, actually. This will be a really, really good game, the Chelsea.
This is a game I will watch.
Wow.
I will watch this one just to see how good they are. God, he's boring, isn't he? Werner. God, fuck, how dull. Boring. Yes, I like this club, and I like the Premier League. It's the way I like to play this football.
I like to hustle and the bustle. I didn't mind Werner. I thought you had a bit about him, actually.
Never interview him again. Never. Just fucking play your football. Shut up.
Aaron... I can't find the one that I had. Oh, that's so annoying. Aaron says that this is a stopped acting the big and derby because Lampard had a little bit of afters, didn't he, with Jurgen Klopp. And then I think Trent popped in a free kick straight after. Wee Joe says, Chelsea versus Liverpool is the pre and post hair transplant derby. Now, I didn't know too much about this. Look, on the choir, I have gently noticed that Frank's hair is thinning somewhat. But it's not a big deal for me. Klopp is actually a lot more vain than he probably lets off. You know, having had a hair transplant and had his gnashes done to such a degree. But I did find this on Frank Lampard, because I thought, oh, well, has he had a hair transplant? Because there was another tweet, someone saying both these managers have had hair transplants. And I was like, has Frank had a hair transplant? So I Googled it, right? And this is what I found. I Googled it and I found that the Belgravia Centre, this isn't a sponsored pod, by the way, but the Belgravia Centre had, they keep up to date with the latest hair loss news and popped this article on their own website. Frank Lampard shows hair loss on top and thinning crown. Author, Mike.
Mike.
Yeah. The author is Mike. And then it goes on to be a whole article just explaining that he's losing his hair.
Like, leave him alone.
It's so cruel, isn't it?
Yeah, like, leave him alone. Do you know how common it is for men over 35? I'm losing my hair, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's par for the course, isn't it? I mean, if he wants to do it, he's obviously got the cash to get it done. He'll have to wear a hat for a bit.
What did you do? You learn how to do, I'll put little hair transplants in. That's your life.
Mm.
Your life is taking the piss out or highlighting insecurities or highlighting potential things that people should be insecure about and then making a huge amount of money off people's insecurities.
I thought it was That's a shame. I agree.
Frank Lampard was the bollocks in midfield.
Also, like, so when you do Google it, and it was, I won't give him the credit, but it was it's a couple of disappointing headlines. But what I found hilarious was, like, there was one said Frank Lampard reveals balding scalp on date with Christine. It's like revealing it, or the two words that they seem to use on if they haven't got the content for an article, but it's a good picture that the Pap's got.
Yeah.
They'll either reveal something or display something. Frank Lampard displays thinning scalp. Like, what? I don't think he's gone, right, guys, are we ready? Is everyone ready? I'm coming out in a second. Okay, and 3, 2, 1.
Ta-da.
Just displaying it for all to see. Like, just ridiculous. Anyway, I am excited about that game. That'll be a good test for Chelsea to see how far they've come along. I actually think Liverpool will... destroy them in this game.
Oops.
What do you think,
Flash? I don't know. I mean, I'm all over the place here. Liverpool are a much better place. They haven't, you know, it's the same team essentially that absolutely ran away with the league. Chelsea was as good as these signings have been. You'd imagine take some time for it all to settle in. You know, you're going to have players that are potentially a little bit disgruntled. For having to give up their place. Hudson-Odoi, for example, is seemingly nowhere near the first team. I know he played a few minutes as a sub, but he's never going to start in many games when you spend that much money on that forward line. So there are going to be issues and things for Chelsea to iron out, but they're good problems to have. But in terms of going in and being prepared for this Liverpool side right now, I don't think they'll run away with it. I think they'll be competitive, but I think Liverpool will run out.
Yeah, I agree. Great news, breaking news for Liverpool. Thiago Alcantara, Liverpool close to agreeing deal. It basically was just about the money, wasn't it? Because he'd said that he wasn't going to sign a new contract. So he's drifting towards Christian Eriksen territory. And so they wanted to kind of get it all sorted out. They wanted, 27 million. It looks like they're going to be able to get him for 20 million up front. Is he good? Yeah, he's very good.
What kind of player is he? When Spurs played Bayern Munich, I was like, "Quite, he's good." And
he's in terms of world-class midfielders, if you think of the likes of Toni Kroos, Rakitic, those kind of players who are maybe getting a bit older, and to be fair, actually, Alcantara is, I want to say he's 29. Like, he's not the youngest either. Maybe he's a bit younger. I can't see his age here, but I think he's 29. But he's wonderful. Like, he's like proper world class. And I think the thing is that that's probably the only spot that you would maybe want to upgrade a tiny bit for Liverpool. You might want that little bit more quality, and you might want to be able to kind of beef up your centre back positions. And I think what you'll see here is you might see Fabinho playing as a centre-back a lot more, because he can do that quite comfortably, and they want ball-playing centre-backs. You might see him do that a little bit more, or regardless, you might just see Joe Gomez continue to play. But it's because they lost Lovren. What?
He completed 3.61 dribbles last season.
You know, okay. That's good, is it? I presume that's good.
So. No, 2.2 interceptions.
Because the way that Liverpool are starting to play a little bit, they were saying with the Leeds game, I'd like to see it in this Chelsea game as well. So they're actually playing a bit like Bayern Munich, where they like hold a really, really high line. And then someone like Alcantara is actually like crucial to that system. So I think it's an amazing signing for Liverpool. An absolutely amazing signing.
Brilliant. At some point Klopp's just going to go, God, I've done it all. Completed Liverpool. Like, time for him to go, isn't it?
I think that's optimistic, mate. I think he's going to be there for the foreseeable.
But why?
What do you mean, why? Because he's got the best team in the world.
Yeah, but do it again somewhere else, away from Liverpool. Go and do it, I don't know, anywhere else. Mm.
The world is never happy, is it? But can you do it again? Yes, you have done it, but can you do it again?
But what kind of weak human being doesn't leave Liverpool at this point? Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't leave.
See where I'm coming from.
Yeah. What, Adam Lallana doesn't get the credit he deserves, does he? He's like, nah, I've done it.
No, I'm talking about. I'm specifically talking about Klopp's position. Like, what kind of coward is he that he doesn't want to leave Liverpool to go and find something else to do? He has no ambition. That's my problem with Klopp. Go and do it somewhere else. Just get the fuck out of the league, please. So I'm not all this like people like Scott Parker going, oh, it'd be great to have Gareth Bale back. Talking about the best one, Sheffield United manager.
Chris Wilder.
He just went, he goes, I just hope he just stays on the courses. I don't want him in the Premier League. Why would I want him in the Premier League? It's the really correct attitude. Oh, I'd love to see Messi in the Premier League. Why? I don't get it. It makes everyone's job harder.
Well, for the managers, I get it. Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying.
And fans, you get it?
Yeah. Well, not for me. Obviously,
not
I don't.
For you. Not for me. I get it for you. If it's all that content as well.
Lovely.
Cool. You know what I'm saying, anyway.
Yeah. You weren't supposed to do well. Which, look, react to it. Gareth Bale, it's happening, mate. It looks like it's happening. Surely, yeah. There's no way. I just don't think that Man United being linked with him, I don't really even understand. Like, I just don't think it ever happens. They're still pushing for Sancho. They'll get there. I think they'll get there with Sancho. But if they don't, and you've got Reggie through the door, or Reg, and Gareth Bale through the door, I'm going to have to definitely revisit my Premier League predictions, because I think it takes Spurs to a new level, right?
From an outside perspective, because obviously we're going to be excited about Gareth Bale. Is it the returning hero? You know, all the stuff that's come out with, like, the big, like, I could not believe, mate, when I switched on Twitter and there was a direct quote from Gareth Bale's agent. You don't, sure of it coming out of Gareth Bale's lips.
Yeah.
It might as well have been the same thing. And he said, Tottenham is the place he wants to go. He loves Spurs. I can't remember what it was exactly, but it's essentially saying he loves Tottenham and he wants to go back. From his agent, I'm like, because this sort of stuff, you go, like, Bale get a link every single day, forever. Will Gareth Bale ever return to Tottenham? And as a fan, you just get bored of it. You're like, fucking, like, I don't know. I don't care anymore. Please come. But the likelihood is that he'll never come back. And then suddenly his agent's come out of nowhere and gone, yeah, he loves the club, wants to come back. And you're like, what? I thought it was a wind-up. I thought it was one of them things where, you know, the BBC website, but you can kind of, there's websites that change the words and make it look like a BBC article, but it actually ain't. Right. I thought it was one of them.
That element of it is clear cut. It's always going to be just the cash. I'm ready for a bit of Agent Flav now, because the first one actually is about Spurs, because this is a question I would like to ask you, because I'm intrigued to know what you think. So we'll do this for the rest of the transfer window, just getting the jobs done. First one, we'll talk about Spurs properly, and then we'll talk about the others. And I just want simple words of getting the deals done. You know, here we go, so to speak.
So you just want me to, as an agent or as...
Agent Flav.
Agent Flav, he wants to get the job done. He wants to be the new Fabrizio Romano. It's Agent Flav. Agent Flav!
He's not an agent, is he? He's a journalist.
Agent Flav!
Okay. Alright.
Agent Flav!
Right. So this is the big question for me. Tottenham gossip, 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 salacious gossip. Yeah. Give it to me. Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Dele Alli has been left out of their Europa League qualifier against Lokomotiv Plovdiv. There you go, Flav. That's what it was. With the 24-year-old England international facing the prospect of leaving the club to make room for the return of Wales forward Gareth Bale. Agent Flav, do you see this being a deal that should be done? Would you like to see Dele Alli make way in an opposite move, a little cheeky swap deal? How do you feel about Dele Alli leaving the club?
Go. I don't think Dele Alli is going to be leaving Tottenham Hotspur at all. If you actually look at the facts are that eight first-team players are left behind, not just Dele Alli. So there's often, you know, newspapers like to go down a certain avenue that feeds their agenda. But the reality is eight players were left back at home for the tie against Bulgarian Minnows, Plovdiv. Plovdiv, whatever the fuck they called. and what Spurs need is a squad that has depth. So it's no good just bringing in three or four players and then shipping out three or four quality players and first-team players either. I think what Spurs are trying to do is build a squad that can compete on every front. And you can't do that by selling players like Dele Alli. So I don't see it happening.
If it came to that, if they were like, look, we need someone here, what would how would you feel about that? If it meant having Bale or not having Bale, would you?
Yeah. I'd drive him to wherever he wanted to go.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Of course. You know how I feel about Gareth. I mean,
no, I know. I know you like Gareth Bale, but to the loss of Dele Alli.
What do you think Dele Alli is? Because I'm sure people rate him much higher than most people do at Tottenham.
Can I answer that in a second? I need a wee. One second.
All right. Do you want me to talk about it? But you fucking can't throw me off in the bus like this. Who else we got? I'll tell you what it is. Reg, the left back, is supposed to be one of the best left backs in the entirety of the Liga. He's absolutely mustard. And do you know what's going to happen? So back in the day, Spurs signed a rather portly left winger called Andy Reid off Nottingham Forest. And the same deal, we also signed Michael Dawson. Now, Andy Reid was about 5'6". He was quite rotund. I have a little YouTube of him if you haven't seen him. It was like maybe 20 years ago now. And he was like the marquee signing out of the two. Andy Reid on the left, Michael Dawson at centre-back. And it was Andy Reid was the one that everyone was really excited about. And Michael Dawson was just like, oh, he's a good player to come along with. Same goes with Carl Norton and Carl Walker. We both signed both players from, it was both supposedly right-backs from Sheffield United. Everyone was excited about Carl Norton. Carl Walker ended up being the guy. Then, so what my prediction is that while Gareth Bale will be the, you know, he's the marquee signing, it will actually be Reg who will be the more effective and influential signing out of the two.
I have no idea what you say. I'll find out at some stage. It sounded like you're saying proper stuff. Weird.
Oh, I was comparing, you know, like sometimes where you buy two players and it's usually the lesser of the two ends up having a better career.
I'm going to let, on the Dele Alli sitch, I spelled his name wrong, on the Dele Alli situation, is he going to get any better? And is he that good?
No.
And how much is he worth? Agent Flav?
30, 40 million, maybe.
So he's 24. And let's look at his numbers through the years. Because what are we judging Dele on? What do you judge him on? Is it performances or is it goals and assists?
Yes, goals and assists. And, you know, but in the early days when Spurs were flying, when he was 20, 21, and he was just feeding off Kane, he was incredible. He would just have to attack the space. His responsibilities increased the better he got, and his career suffered for it. What he does that a lot of players don't do is show for the ball consistently. He always wants the ball. He's always attacking space, and he's always putting himself in a position to receive the ball, even if it's bounced off his knee three times previously. And the problem is what you do as fans is you just focus on the bit where he fucked up, the bit where he lost possession of the ball, and you ignore the fact that he's actually making himself available for it, which not all players do. A lot of players hide if they're in a bad game. Dele Alli doesn't. He's a very brave player. And he scores wonderful goals. It's just I can't put my finger on it. He's not good enough, mate. As what people think.
I think, sorry, just a final thing.
In a really free-throwing attacking side, he could be excellent. And he probably will go on to have a good career elsewhere. But under this sort of really turgid style of football that we've got going on at Spurs at the moment,
yeah,
I think he might struggle.
I would agree with that. I think the frustration with him is that, like, there you go, 2016-17, which is obviously an amazing season for you. He got 18, is that 18 goals? It is, 18 goals, 7 assists. Yeah. Next season, 9 goals, 10 assists, so moving it about a little bit. But then after that, he struggled, 5 goals last season. Oh, sorry, 2 seasons ago, 8 this last season gone. I think the thing for me is that he's not, I know he comes and gets the ball, but I don't think he's very good at that. And he's not good at turning with the ball. That's my thing with him. When he gets in the half spaces, I don't think he's ever very good at turning. And if you're going to pick up the ball in the half spaces, you need to be able to turn as well. Otherwise, it's just a little bit redundant for me. So otherwise, I think he's much better facing goal. So if he's playing in a team that has a front three of Kane, Son and Bale, and an opposition, and that's the other thing with Bale. I quite like the idea of Bale on the right hand side, just because, like, his delivery is amazing, isn't it? So,
well, he does play on. He plays on the right for Real Madrid the entire time. Son plays on the left. I don't think they're going to revert Son and Bale to out and out wingers. So, Son's the front. I mean, what does the idea of a front line of Son, Kane, and Bale excite you?
It does. No, it does. I think the thing is, like, what I come back to with the Spurs thing is the soul has been sold. Daniel Levy's like, it's done now. He's as frustrated as any other Spurs fan. And they had a team, they developed it. Some of those players have dropped off. Some of those players have been sold. And now you've got Mourinho in and it's about, let's get a fucking trophy. That is it, right? So if you're going to get someone like Gareth Bale and you get him for 1 year and he's 15 million... Or that was the one thing I was saying. If I was Real Madrid, I want him gone for 2 years. I think, has he got 2 years left on his contract? Has he got one? Do you know?
I think two.
I think he's still got two. So I would, if I was Real Madrid, you'd want him gone for 2 years. And they are going to be the best 2 years left of his career. So if Bale can be there for 2 years and get you an FA Cup, it's worth it.
Yeah, of course it is.
And Dele Alli, I just feel like Dele Alli is. He's not at the level that you would have wanted him to be, or being as consistent in his overall play. And he's a second striker. That's his best role, and that's a difficult position to fill in Premier League teams. You need to be doing a bit more than that, I think.
Yeah, and look, it's there are people that know a lot more about football and really love the game, you know, more than I do in the tactical aspect, who do rate him at Tottenham. So I can't ever claim to know that, you know, all I can go by what I see and what my opinion is. And it isn't always right, obviously. But I don't care whether he plays or not for Spurs. I feel like we need him because he's not, I mean, he's a good player. He's just, I don't know, frustrating. I just feel we could do better. And if we were to get 50, 60 million out of it, we'd sell him. But we do need that squad. Still, you know, we're playing a lot of games. We need a big squad this season. So, you know, don't necessarily sell him, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
so long I've talked about like my frustrations with him.
Yeah. Kind of... It's difficult, isn't it? Because he is at a really nice age, 24. Like, he should be now actually coming into those peak years. But I haven't seen, for someone who kind of burst on the scene like he did, you'd be expecting a little bit more. But actually, maybe that is about the whole team being more vibrant, like it was a couple of years ago. And he finished off those moves with the goals that he scored. But anyway, I just want to run through a few here because I just thought this might be funny. Finish off this agent Flav bit. So just get the deals done, Flav. Just get the deals done for me. So first up, Real and Spain left back Sergio Reguilón, 23, is at Spurs training ground for a medical before a 25 million move. That deal's done. So don't worry. Here we go. That deal's done. Don't worry about that.
There we go.
Here's one for you. Everton boss Carlo Ancelotti wants to sign Chelsea and England defender Fikayo Tomori, 22, but is also willing to let a number of players leave Goodison Park, including Iceland midfielder Gylfi Sigurdsson, 31, and England midfielder Fabian Delph. Get the deals done, Flab. So, Flab. So, we want Tomori to Everton. How much is he costing? And then Sigurdsson and Delph out the door. Where are they going and how much?
I'd be surprised if Chelsea let Tomori go on a permanent deal. I would say a permanent deal for him, very young, English, you know.
Get the deal done. How much? Simplify it.
35 to 40 million pounds.
Sure.
Everton would have to pay. And then obviously getting Sigurdsson out, how much are you going to get for him? I think someone like Fulham would pick him up 11, 12 million. So that could be a way of sort of financing that deal. Who's the other?
Fabian Delph,
they should cut ties with completely, get him off the wage bill, and then pays contract in full, but make a stipulation of that he's not allowed to sign for any other club for fear of boring everybody to death.
Yeah, good deal. Just altruistic deal there from Flav. Man City are ready to bid for Atletico Madrid and Uruguay defender Jose Jimenez, 25. If Napoli refuse to lower their demands for 29-year-old Senegal centre-back Kalidou Koulibaly. Man City, how much? Get the deal done, Flav. How much is it going to cost? They're not lowering their demands, mate. How much? Just give me a number.
Who is it? Koulibaly
to Man City.
How long left in the contract?
I'm just saying, look, this is not what I hired you to get deals done. Get the deal done.
I'm the right deal, weren't I? It is Man City, 40 million. Even if he's got a year left in his contract, do the right thing, pay him 40 million, get the deal done.
Get the deal done. And finally, actually, one last one. You'll know this. Get the deal. Flav, just get the deal done. Tottenham's England left-back Danny Rose is set to join Serie A side Genoa. Yeah, but have we heard back from Milan? No. Genoa.
Genoa, to be fair, is an absolutely fucking solid old city. it shouldn't cost them any money. I think Spurs were happy to let him go on a free. Danny Rose will end up costing you money somehow. So if you, it's a free transfer. He hasn't been given a squad number, so it won't be difficult to get him out of the club. He clearly hates everything that's going on there. Free transfer to the Danny Rose to Genoa. It's just that he'll probably cost you points.
Great work from Agent Flav. Any other transfers, let us know in the comments.
Who's that geezer?
That's a guy who... Do you remember that BBC reporter job I went for and finished second?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy who got it.
So that would have been your face there.
Could have been my face on a much better camera, I might add. No need for that. Agent Flav is done. We finish off with... we've got two little bits to finish off with. Happy Gilmore's top lines, which we just asked you guys to put in there. And I don't know if you can see this, Fab, but it is nice. Like, it's amazing how lines from films can kind of stick in your head. I'm not sure how many films I would know as many as these, but you popped in your favourite Happy Gilmore comments. Aaron Hillary said, Happy Gilmore's nan going, can I get a warm glass of milk? Ben Stiller, you can get a warm glass of shut the hell up.
You'll go to sleep, roll, put you to sleep.
I think this is one of my... You're my world now, Grandma. Yeah, nice one. But it's probably one of my favourite. Paul Reed. My fingers hurt. Oh, your fingers hurt? Now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled Langston duties. Sally 1303. Happy Gilmore made that shot no more than an hour ago.
That's that giant man, Jaws.
Yeah. Sally 1303. I just read it. Dave Jones. Hey, that's Mr. Gilmore's jacket. He runs after him.
That's when he went, hey, and you can count on me with you in the parking lot.
Oh, great, you can count. And you can count. Cameron Joyner, Happy Gilmore quote, you will go to sleep or I will put you to sleep. Read the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma. Tom Brown, just tap it in. Just tap it in. Just get a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo. Damn, Alan!
Are you too good for your home?
Answer me! If you watch that clip again, in the background, you can hear him on the TV, and you can just hear him going, You let me down. Michael MacArthur, damn elegant, I bit my hand off. Such a weird film.
Chubbs, he took his hand.
Damn elegant, I bit my hand. No, that he punches, he's tapping his chest. Is he going, no, damn elegant, I bit my hand.
My hand.
Great film. Do you want some shark news?
I want to kiss you all over.
Over again. Dun, dun, dun. Tonight
goes insane. Yeah, go on and give us a bit of shark news.
Basking sharks are pregnant for more than 2 years, while other sharks, such as bonnethead shark, are pregnant for only a few months. The longest gestation period of any mammal is the elephant, of course, at 22 months. When it comes time to give birth, the female shark loses her appetite, so she won't be tempted to eat her own pups. Wow. Oh. That's a good... Oh. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't, actually. That's good. I've been educated.
They lose their appetite. Wow. Yeah. I would know. Are you sure you don't want to eat your own children? Are you sure you don't want to eat... Honestly, I couldn't. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just don't really...
Did you see the woman that was getting attacked by a shark surfing, and the husband fought the shark off?
Wow.
Like, if your mates, imagine if you're at dinner and you're like, what happened to you today? Fucking
nip to the beach.
Got attacked by a shark, and Dave, he jumped in and fought the shark off.
You wouldn't believe it though, would you? You'd be like,
can you not tell everybody? Like, just shut the fuck up about saving your wife. Fucking, how are we supposed to?
If you're looking to take on a shark, did you punch the nose? That's generally the go for the snout, do you?
Snout. So the snout is full of sort of really sensitive nerve endings. So yeah, hitting it on the end of the nose is your best shot, or gouging its eyes.
Right, good to know.
Wouldn't like that. It wouldn't like that at all.
Yeah. Go for soft areas.
If you find yourself in the middle of the sea,
would you finger the gills? Fingering the gills, is that anything?
You could punch them in the gills as well, but it's quite hard to get enough under the water, isn't it? But gouging the eye is the best one. But if you find yourself bobbing around in the ocean, maybe you've fallen off a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Can happen.
And you're waiting for a rescue or something. Sure. Then make sure you make yourself into a bubble. Like, so you're like a chunk of meat rather than flailing arms.
They prefer
to bite off limbs if they're going to.
Great advice.
Yeah. All right.
We finish off with confusing songs. We asked you guys, we were looking at a couple. We looked at some horrific song headlines, and you guys helped us out, actually. It was good. First of all, there was a Desiree Life, which we can look at. We could pick apart another day.
I don't want to see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most. Have a cup of tea and toast. Watch the evening news.
Terrible. I've literally got it. Well, let's do it now then. We might as well have it there.
Desiree
Life. Yeah.
I don't want to see a ghost. Right. It's the sight that I fear most.
Nope. Might need to just calm that down a bit. Here we go. Can you see
I'd
it now?
I'd rather have a piece of toast and watch the evening news.
That's annoying.
Like, what do you mean? Of course you'd rather. Like, I don't want to get hit by a car. It'd be horrible. I'd rather just sit home and have a bit of toast. But shit. That is shit. And Desiree had an incredible voice. Probably still does have an incredible voice. A song on the Romeo and Juliet album, which was wonderful.
That is wonderful. Yeah, that is really, really good.
Missing you, kissing you.
It's a great album.
Yeah, it's a brilliant album.
But it's lazy, brilliant. Isn't it? Look, life, oh life, oh life. Do, come on.
I'm a superstitious girl. I'm the worst in the world. Never walk under ladders. I keep a rabbit's tail.
Come on.
Did she write this when she was eight?
Yeah.
Terrible.
I get the shivers. That's it. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the dark. And then she's gone, what is going to rhyme with dark park? Yeah. Especially when I'm in a park. Come on, Desiree. And there's no one else around. I do hope she wrote it. I hope, like, she didn't miss out on royalties because someone else wrote this. That's
I'll take you up on that there, anytime and anywhere. Name the place and I'll be there. Bungee jumping, I don't care.
Come on,
my God. This is worse than I remember.
So bad.
Bungee jumping, I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. Wait, do you care or not? Are you scared of ghosts or not? You want to go bungee? What?
It's pithy. Lines. Someone did put this comment, so we'll finish with this. It'd be interesting. Play along. Play along at home if you want to. James Whelan. Nobody can hand on heart say that they know the lyrics to Come On Eileen. And I was like, that is very, very good. Now,
Come On Eileen.
So, Flav, try not to. I'm going to test you. I'm actually going to take. I'm going to stop sharing my computer so that you can't see
I'm not looking at it anyway.
Okay. Anyway, so it's gone. It's right. Come on, Eileen. Right.
Come on. What? I don't know the lyrics. So what are you
I mean, it's just mad. I can't even remember the. Come on, Eileen. Okay. Go on.
Suck my.
Sit.
It's come
just
on.
Just give me the
Eileen.
Chorus. Give me the chorus.
Suck my. Go, na, 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 na. Come on. Come on.
Right. Come on, Eileen. Just give me the line after that. Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. Don't know the words to the rest of it. I don't know. I don't know.
Next line is, I swear what he means at this moment. Right. You mean everything. Nick, go on, carry on.
Come on. Eileen,
So then it goes, with you in that dress, oh, my thoughts, I confess, verge on dirty. Ah, come on, Eileen.
They're John Dirty. What does that mean?
Verge on dirty.
They verge on dirty?
Yeah. So it's true. I don't think anyone knows the lyrics to it. I mean, the bit at the start... Poor old Johnny Ray sounded. I can't even get the kind of like the melody of it. Sounds sad upon the radio. Who moved a million hearts? I don't. But even the chorus, you can't get it. So it is. It's that. Come on, Eileen. Oh, I swear, what he means at this moment. You mean everything with you in that dress. Oh, my thoughts, I confess, verge on dirty. come on, Eileen. Shame.
The blood. Have you ever looked at the lyrics of Blurred Lines?
Yeah, they're horrific. Should we do that next week?
I'm reading them again. How did this... Yeah.
Save it. Save it for next week.
It's a little bit like... Hold on. What's he want to do?
There's also like a Delu Rai. Yeah, this is the other thing. Come on, Eileen. Taru. Talu Rai, eh?
Eileen. Who is it? Bloomtown? No.
Boontown Rats, yeah. Boontown Rowland. Right, there you have it. Another Jaffin. Moving all over the place, as ever. Get involved in the comments below. What do you want us to talk about? Calm takes. Get your derby games in on my Twitter. Get your song titles in. Get your quotes in. Get all of it in. Even if it verge is on dirty. Have a good week, Fluff.
All right, mate. Take care.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.